Hello, 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 my beautiful soul. Today we're talking focus, and we are going to recap the focus, feeling, meaning, and action. Because let's face it, what we focus on is where our energy goes, but our focus also dictates how we feel. Let me give a couple examples, and then you can reflect on some of your own examples. But I live 5,000 kilometers away from my family, and I got a phone call from my brother one day midday, which never happens because I'm at work and he knows that. So I answer the phone and it's like, "Ann, I got some bad news. Nan fell and they don't think she's going to make it through the night." And I was 5,000 kilometers away and I was like, "Okay, keep me posted." I hung up the phone. There was no point in me going home. I couldn't go visit her. I couldn't go do any of that stuff. She was 5,000 kilometers away and there's no way I could have flown home that fast. So I chose to focus on my work and not dwell on that she may pass away, because my natural go-to is the positive. So I finished up my work day. I only had a couple hours left. Finished up my work day and I got home and the worry started to hit. So I started phoning family and my brother never got any updates. So he's trying to reach my other brother. He's trying to reach my dad. Nobody's answering the phone. So it wasn't until the next morning I got word that not only is she still alive and okay, but by the time they got her to the major hospital in the city, she was actually sitting up, joking and carrying on with the ambulance attendants. She lived for a few years after that happened, but that goes to show how our focus impacts us. So I was able to zone it out, finish my work, but the minute I got home, I chose to focus on the negative again, and it drove me deep into that hole that night, worrying about whether or not I was ever going to see her again. So because of the personal development that I've had since then, I was able to reshift my focus and my grief around her when she did pass away at the ripe age of 96. God love her. I'm so grateful I had her that long, but that's my focus. And that's the meaning I choose to give it now. So my grieving process for my grandmother was very short, because let me tell you, that woman was 96 years old, healthy as a freaking horse. And to have her in my life that long is just, I got so much gratitude, I get goosebumps. And that's my point. That's my focus. So now my reaction to my grandmother's death is no longer grief and deep, heavy emotion, which is disempowering. It is taking up that negative energy. It's an empowerment when I think of her now. And I'm so grateful that I was able to have her in my life that long, to have her influence, to have her as healthy as she was for that long, is just a beautiful thing. So now when I think of my grandmother, I go to a happy place. That's the meaning I've given it. And it's an empowerment emotional home now. And my reactions are empowering around her, toward her. My feelings are empowering around her, toward her. So think about one thing that has happened to you in the past that you can think about, and it'll take you to a disempowering place instantly. And that'll affect how you feel, because that's where your focus is. And that can potentially affect how you act for the rest of the day if you stay there. But also think of a time when you were very empowered. You know, I remember we won $79 in the lottery. I can't talk about that without smiling and laughing because of my husband's reaction. It was hilarious. But that's my point. Instantly, the focus changes, the energy changes, the tone of my voice changed. So that's how fast we can shift our focus. And our focus impacts our feelings, and our feelings is what drives our actions and reactions. So take that, sit in it, look at your day, see how you can shift and how fast you can shift when it comes to your focus, feeling, and meaning, and your actions. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you again soon.